If you're a superhero fan, then you are remembering Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee this morning, the comic book genius. Jason Nathanson is joining us from Los Angeles. Jason, how do you sum a guy up like Stan Lee?
I mean, you can't. It's just you have to look at his creations, the characters he created and co-created, because that's his legacy. That's what'll live on. But there's so many of those. There's hundreds. You know, there's the ones we all know, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Incredible Hulk, X-Men, Fantastic Four. I mean, the list goes on and on of the characters, the iconic characters that this guy created, who everybody knows now because of the movies, right? The billions and billions of dollars these movies have made. But that's only in the last 15 years or so that's been that big. I mean, he's been doing this since the 50s, and he's had several waves of his career. Of course, the comics were popular when they first came out. But as people discover and rediscover and put them in different formats like TV shows and movies, he's had so much more success.
Now, it's pretty amazing to think that, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, he was known as the creator of Spider-Man, Stan Lee, which in and of itself is a tremendous legacy to leave behind. But now, as you mentioned, all these superhero movies, all Stan Lee creations, I mean, you can't turn around without seeing one of his characters.
Right, and as you said, he was known as the creator or co-creator of Spider-Man, but that was within comic book circles. I mean, people who knew who Stan Lee was. But I think probably the average person didn't know until the last 15 years when it was all these movies that came out and did such a big box office around the world, and of course his cameos in those movies. And when you were first watching those movies, like in Iron Man, and Stan Lee comes on the screen, and the crowd cheers, and I think probably a lot of people are like, why is everybody cheering for this old guy? Who's that? You know, this guy who's in there for 2 seconds and then leaves, and then people find out, oh, that's Stan Lee. That's the guy who created Iron Man. And so his fame has certainly grown a lot more in the past 15 years.
I heard, Jason, that at some point in his life, early on, not his later years, he was actually embarrassed to admit what he did for a living.
Because comic books were, I mean, those were, that was something for kids. That was not something, and, you know, not necessarily cool kids at that. I remember I met him for the first time when I was probably 10 years old. He signed a comic book for me, and this must have been in the 80s at some point. And this is at a small comic book store here in Los Angeles, like tiny. It was behind a house, behind another house. It wasn't this big thing. And there was nobody there. There were like five of us there. And he was the nicest guy. He spent time. He signed this comic book, which then, by the way, my parents sold for $2 at a garage sale.
Oh, no.
The dollars right now. But, you know, that happens. But he was certainly very nice. And then over the past couple of years, I've gotten to meet him and interview him several times. And I told him that story. And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember you, which, of course, he doesn't because he signed so many comic books for kids. But he was always so nice and took the time to talk to his fans because for him, it was all about the fans.
Yeah, what did you remember about him? You know, you mentioned meeting him as a kid and then a little bit later on in life as, you know, somebody who got to interview Stan Lee. How did he change? What do you remember about the man?
Well, he told me a great story at Comic-Con in 2012. I asked him what character he was probably most proud of. And he said it was Spider-Man because Spider-Man was something his publisher did not like. He actually said, my publisher hated Spider-Man, and he didn't want to put him into anything. So Stan Lee snuck him into a comic book that they were going to kill off. It was going to be the last couple episodes of this comic book. So they put him in one of those issues, actually got him on the cover, and that sold out. It was a huge hit right from the beginning. And the publisher comes to him and says, remember that comic book, that character that I really, really liked, that Spider-Man? Let's do a whole series of that. And he was very, very proud of that. He said that was his crowning achievement.
Wow. Well, it was always cool, too, to see him make a cameo in his films.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And hopefully we're going to get to see a couple more of those. I know there's a Spider-Man movie that's coming out that's wrapped. And I know that there's an Avengers movie coming out next year that they've wrapped filming on that as well. So hopefully, I don't know for sure, but hopefully he'll have cameos in those because they've already finished filming.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice. Hey, Jason, thanks so much. That's entertainment reporter Jason Nathanson talking about the life of Stan Lee.